I'm Mick Kerr. This is Farm Talk. And on a tumultuous day in the markets like today, I guess there's only one thing more important than the markets that affects farmers, and that's the weather. So that's why you need decision-making 2018 grazing and finance planning meetings coming up across South Dakota. They're a ways away, but let's bring on one of the organizers of all of that, talking about the climate and spring pastures and all of that, Laura Edwards, South Dakota State Climatologist. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Mick. Great to be here again.
I guess what I would suggest, don't hide Easter eggs unless they're brightly colored. This year, we've got a whole lot of snow out there and more to come yet.
Yeah, there's a fair bit up north, but it's been warm the last few days, and I think it's been melting pretty quick, at least down here in South Dakota. So, yeah, but keep them bright colored. They'll be easier to find that way for sure.
Yeah, I've just been getting some texts from Keith Rico of Dairyland Seed, who spends a lot of time on the road in eastern South Dakota, and he said all the way down to Sioux Falls, you know, 60% or less snow cover. So that, you know, 40% of the ground is starting to be visible, huh?
Yeah, we've had some snow over the last couple weeks, but it is melting. I mean, we had temperatures in the 50s earlier this week, just a couple days ago. So the nice warm sunshine feels good for now, but we know that cooler weather is on the way, and April's going to start off a little on the chilly side for this time of year.
Man, I guess up here, like near zero on Easter Sunday morning. How is this happening?
More than a little chilly, that's for sure, and we're just getting Canadian air coming down from the northwest, bringing that colder air down, and we'll see some short little weather systems come through along with it, but certainly more like winter kind of conditions out there than early April.
Man, I guess we've been spoiled the last couple of years, I guess. Is this more normal?
Well, it's colder than average, that's for sure, at least for the first couple weeks in April, the way it's looking. So, yeah, it is unusually cold. And, you know, going way back to February, February is very cold. Eastern Dakota's 6 to 12 degrees below average. The Western Dakota's were more closer to 12 to 20 degrees below average. So we've kind of been in this pattern, which is pretty consistent with La Nina, actually, to be honest. And so not too much of a surprise, but it is kind of unpleasant for now.
For sure. So when do you see us snapping out of this and in the field?
Yeah, well, I think it's just going to be a slow start to the planting season and the spring season this year. May get some kind of fits and starts to kind of get going, but I think it's going to be slow. And I know there's some flood concerns up north as well in the Red River Valley. So, you know, taking care of the surface as well, because it's still frozen out there. That soil's still frozen. We got to wait for that to warm up too.
Yeah, for sure. All righty. Okay, well, all things being late, whatnot, cows, turning cows out in the pasture and planning for 2018. I see you have a 9-town tour next week and talking about grazing and finance planning with a little weather thrown in.
Yeah, that's right. And this really kind of follows on with some of the concerns we've heard about drought and getting into our second or third year of drought out in the western South Dakota area. But trying to get ahead on this year, you know, what can we think of, what can we plan for as far as grazing and forage and what opportunities there might be, and then thinking on the finance side, what are some economic tools, some resources that Extension can provide as well to kind of help make those decisions out there. And then, yeah, I'll be sprinkling in a little bit on the climate outlook. Looks optimistic for April. I mean, a little cool, but looks like maybe slightly wetter than average as well, so hopefully that moisture can help out. Looking at the drought situation right now, in South Dakota, we're about 36% in drought across the state, which is double what we were last year this time. So we are carrying over a bit of a residual impact from carryover issues from last year's drought, and we're certainly trying to keep that in mind.
For sure. All right. Well, I see your decision-making 2018 grazing and finance planning meetings next week. You're all west of the Missouri River in South Dakota. So if somebody wanted to check out a location and maybe head there, how do they get the location?
Sure. We have our news release and all information on igrow.org, the SDSU Extension website.
All right. Will do. Thank you very much, Laura. Happy Easter.
All right. Thank you, Mick.
You bet. We'll talk to you again soon.